local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And one day closer to the weekend, happy Thursday, Joe, Austin, and Nadia with you on Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon drive. We appreciate it very much. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 2626-111. Austin, the folks were clamoring. We need Nadia. We need more Nadia after yesterday.
Really?
So we're like, all right, fine. We'll give her the whole 3 hours today with us. So we're just making people happy today. It's what we're all about here on Pensacola right now. Nadia, how are you?
Doing great. How are y'all?
Doing pretty good as well. And Austin, you, sir, have done yeoman's work. Serving the station well since 3:30 this morning.
Technically,
and
yes.
You are still going.
Yes, still going. Well, I did have a nap, so I was able to kind of, I was able to get a bit of a checkpoint going. But yeah, no, it's been a long day, but it's nothing I haven't done before. We do stuff the bus every year, I think I've done it every year I've been here. So it's more the same, and it's for a good cause. So
absolutely,
why not?
Absolutely, yeah. Stuff the bus. If you are not familiar. Is going on until 6 o'clock this evening at all 6 of our Walmart locations in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And so they are accepting school supply donations, or if you just want to give money, they will gladly accept that too. For reference, last year, thousands of school supplies were donated and around $30,000. So that's, as Austin said, definitely a good cause that is being taken on today. Quickly here, a look at our top three stories. Of course, less than 24 hours ago, President Biden speaking from the Oval Office today. His press secretary says he will go down in history as one of the nation's greatest presidents.
This is a selfless act, something that very few politicians would ever do. President Biden will go down in history as one of the nation's greatest presidents, accomplishing more in nearly 4 years than most presidents do in 8 years.
Austin, any reaction to what you heard last night?
I mean, there wasn't much to hear. What I think we were talking about it before we went live, right? He spoke for 11 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't get GOAT president from the 11 minutes he spoke. I mean, it was kind of more just the same talking points, talking about unity and what's best for the Democratic Party and democracy, and I love VP Harris, and yada, yada, yada. It was just a bit more of that stuff, and then before I know it, Fox News is doing their post-speech analysis. I'm like, all right, guess time to go home.
Yeah, that's right. Also in our top stories today, the House of Representatives is setting up a bipartisan task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries say the task force will be made up of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats and will have subpoena authority. And a group of Republicans restoring the U.S. flags flying around Union Station after they were burned by pro-Palestinian protesters yesterday. Thousands marching in Washington protesting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he spoke to a joint session of Congress and also today meeting with the president and Donald Trump. 416 Austin, we got rain falling around the listening area right now. How are the roads faring?
Well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Joe, we're seeing some mild congestion here and there as a result of the rainfall. It looks like we got a little bit on I-10, whether it be you're traveling east or westbound between Pensacola Boulevard and Pine Forest Road. We typically see some minor backups in that area anyways. However, we also got some mild bits of congestion on Mobile Highway traveling northbound from the Fairfield Drive area closer to Michigan Avenue. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. North Davis Highway traveling northbound passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10. Also Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. Outside of that, we have significantly worse issues on Navarre Parkway than usual. If you are traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach, that area there, you're going to be experiencing varying amounts of backups all the way back towards Hurlburt Field. So that's reaching for a pretty long ways there. And then it's just Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
This weather pattern will stick around for a little while, it looks like, so plan for more scattered showers and thunderstorms around the area. Rain chance on Friday about 70%. Saturday and Sunday it's around 50%. It will be warm. It will be humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. A couple of local headlines here quickly. The last of the residents who had been calling the Jones Swamp home have now been removed. According to the PNJ, the deadline for those remaining to move away was yesterday. Scambia County deputies on hand to make sure a court order was enforced. The property is owned by the Area Housing Commission. They notified residents back in February that they would have to move out. At that point, around 40 people were living there, but by yesterday's deadline, that number had decreased to around 12. Also, as we were talking at the start of the program today, the Stuff the Bus event is going on until 6 o'clock. Again, that is at all Walmarts in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So three in Escambia, three in Santa Rosa. Here's Laura Gilliam with United Way.
These are people who are working sometimes more than one job, but just kind of living paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, any kind of added expense is going to be difficult for them. And so that's one of, you know, those are families. These are households that are struggling and are having to reach out for help.
Still waiting on the final results, of course, as it goes until 6 o'clock, but you can drop off your monetary donations or do some back-to-school shopping for kids in need at the 6 area Walmarts through 6 o'clock this evening. We'll take a break there. State National News next on Pensacola Right Now.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If I had known by the title that that was the song, I wouldn't have chosen it. I never really cared for that one. Just about 4:25, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. We do have some backups here and there on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive, and then as you continue towards Michigan Avenue, and then a bit further north towards Blue Angel Parkway. Also, speaking of Blue Angel, if you are traveling either north or southbound towards Muldoon Road, we do have some backups developing in that area there. No confirmation of accidents or anything in those areas. On I-10, we still have some pretty heavy backups, especially if you are, or not heavy, but long-reaching, especially if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. We do just have some mild backups there, reaching all the way back to I-110 North, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound on Pine Forest, coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, we've got some backups pushing you back to Hurlburt Field there, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
This weather pattern will stick around for a little while, it looks like, so plan for more scattered showers and thunderstorms around the area. Rain chance on Friday about 70%. Saturday and Sunday it's around 50%. It will be warm. It will be humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at our state headlines today, Governor DeSantis speaking out on the protest at Union Station in Washington yesterday.
If you're on a visa, it should be revoked and you should be sent home. We should not be importing people into this country that hate our country.
And he said there would be serious consequences in Florida for anybody burning American flags, chanting death to America, and spray painting anti-Semitic graffiti on statues.
And Florida's back-to-school sales tax holiday starts next week. It starts on Monday and runs through Sunday, August 11th. Shoppers won't have to pay the sales tax on school supplies selling for $50 or less. Other items include clothing, footwear, and accessories selling for $100 or less, and computers and related accessories costing $1,500 or less.
Marco Rubio has a new bill he says that will promote family-centered child care. Senator Rubio announced yesterday he has introduced the Respect Parents' Child Care Choices Act. He says that it will give families the flexibility to support the support they need to make the best decisions for their child. He says that the bill will support families who raise their children at home and create a voucher system and protect faith-based daycares.
And the Department of Education releasing grades for the school year for all school districts in Florida. Almost 1,300 schools getting an A. That's up 6% from a year ago. The majority of schools either improved or maintained an A on that front, and then about 100 fewer schools got a D or F.
Mm. I'm glad that the kids have a bright future. Okay, I think I had a pretty good schooling, but you know it's good to hear that the kids the future's looking bright.
That's good.
All right,
and you both went to Milton, right?
I went to Pace.
I went to Pace.
Okay.
Yeah, so we both went to Pace. All right.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Represent. I
you
like that.
Go.
All right. National headlines here. Former President Obama planning to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris soon. That's not too much of a surprise there. According to NBC News, the pair have had multiple discussions since she announced her candidacy Sunday. With Obama fully supporting Harris privately, Obama remains one of the few prominent Democrats who has yet to endorse Harris.
One of the two men shot at former President Trump's rally in Pennsylvania is now out of the hospital. Allegheny General Hospital says 57-year-old David Dutch was discharged yesterday. The Marine veteran was in a medically induced coma after being shot in the chest and the liver at the rally.
A former Uvalde School District police officer is in court today in Texas on charges linked to the massacre that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. Adrian Gonzalez is pleading not guilty to more than two dozen counts of child endangerment. Family members of the victims who have demanded accountability packed the courtroom. Gonzalez is one of two people indicated by a grand jury. The other is former Uvalde School Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who has also pled not guilty.
Yeah, you're going to learn that sometimes
these
you're going to get,
are
like,
rough.
Names. Yeah, you're especially, like, when we're talking about, like, Olympic sports or something. Golly, like, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the athletes, but wow.
I'll take blame for that because I do it intentionally to trip Austin up.
Yeah,
so,
he didn't know you were going to get that story.
Nadia, you're just catching strays from my attacks on Austin today. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
Luckily, I've got the easy names here. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy promises to fill Bob Menendez's Senate seat quickly, but it won't be his wife who originally ran for the seat. Senator Menendez will resign August 20th after being convicted on 16 corruption charges last week. Governor Murphy says he intends to appoint a temporary replacement quickly, but his wife, New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy, says that she will not accept an appointment.
Attorneys for Brian Koberger have filed a motion for a change of venue. Koberger is charged with the murders of four University of Idaho students. Defense attorneys say he cannot get a fair trial in Moscow. They want the trial to be held in Boise instead. Prosecutors, though, say coverage has been so widespread that the change would not make a difference in the jury pool. A hearing on the change of venue motion will be held next month. Also, California Governor Gavin Newsom is giving officials through the state the authority to dismantle homeless encampments.
Today I announced an executive order to move the process forward. We're done. It's time to move with urgency at the local level to clean up these sites.
The order coming after a Supreme Court decision gave state officials authority to remove the encampments and ticket people who camp in public. 4:30 Fox News update on the way when we return. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright tells us what's going on in Santa Rosa County.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Speaking to reporters at Joint Base Andrews, Vice President Kamala Harris says she's ready to debate former President Trump on the previously agreed upon date of September 10th on ABC.
I'm ready to debate Donald Trump. I have agreed to the previously agreed upon September 10th debate.
Trump says he would prefer to have Fox News host that debate, but is willing to face off multiple times. One issue that will be debated is immigration. The Biden administration says southern border encounters have dropped over 50% since executive action taken by President Biden in June. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans aren't practicing what they're preaching with legislation.
Sadly, congressional Republicans have decided to put partisan politics ahead of our national security.
Republicans who rejected a bipartisan border bill argue it would do little to solve the problem. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks closed the session lower. The Dow did gain 81 points. The S&P 500 dropped 27, and the NASDAQ composite fell 160 points, good enough for almost a 1% loss. Toy giant Hasbro is reporting a quarter of gains with a net income that topped $138 million, or 99 cents a share. That marks a sizable gain, though, from the same quarter last year when Hasbro actually reported a net loss of $235 million. Shares of equipment giant Tractor Supply stock fell 2.8% this morning after they posted weaker-than-expected second-quarter sales and narrowed their profit and sales guidance. The Tennessee-based company had a net income of just over $425 million. Shares are currently up slightly in after-hours trading. U.S. crude oil futures for September are around $78 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Mark Ryan with a Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Vengeance and vindication was the order of the day when the WNBA All-Stars soundly defeated Team USA, a result made sweeter by Caitlin Clark dropping double-digit dimes after she was snubbed by Team USA. Consider it a lesson learned for Team USA. As Caitlin said, they woke a monster. I'm Mark Ryan.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 400.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see here. Looking at the traffic as it is just past 4:35. Not seeing a ton going on. We do have some minor congestion here and there, but the worst spots are going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, and Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Muldoon Road. Also have some backups developing on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. We've got congestion pushing you back to Hurlburt Field at this time. And then lastly, Caroline Street. It's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Our current weather pattern is holding firmly in place. Scattered thunderstorms possible every single day. Warm and humid, typical for this time of the year, with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Saturday and Sunday, the rain chance runs at about 50% each day. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola, and Thursday commission meeting day in Santa Rosa County, which of course means that we get a recap of the week from Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. Commissioner, how are you on this fine Thursday?
Doing great. It's another great Santa Rosa County day.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Well, we had about 5.5 hour meeting on Monday, another 3+ hour one today. Monday, we again had more conversation about the idea of incorporating Navarre. And I believe I'm correct in saying that, hey, unless State Representative Rudman or Andrade want to file a bill in Tallahassee, this matter is settled as far as the board is concerned, correct?
Yeah, I think that sums it up pretty well. I think unless they decide to do something at the state level, it's out of the board's hands at this point. I think everybody on the board demonstrated a desire to just put it to bed and move on and handle the county's business.
Well, to the county business we go here, and looking at the agenda today, one thing that came out of Monday's meeting was some discussion on two homes, Avenida del Sol in Navarre, where these homes have been prone to some severe flooding. And if you could just provide a little bit of the backstory on these, as well as the decision that the board made regarding these two properties.
Sure. Well, both of those properties had been problem properties going back to as far back as 2012 and 2013. They both had had multiple floodings, and frankly, the county, previous boards had dealt with this, and county staff had been working with it on this issue for quite some time, had applied for numerous grants, both through FEMA and state level. They certainly qualified for those grants, but they never came through. And then in a recent set of rains, both structures got flooded pretty heavily, where it's the point where the people had to evacuate the home. And we've exhausted every possible solution and just found that the only solution left was for the county to step in and purchase them. And they're not being purchased at full price. There were some agreements made with the mortgage companies. But it's just, it was the only way which we could really solve the problem and move forward. So we're careful that we're not trying to set a precedent. We're not going to run around buying people's homes. But this was just a very unique circumstance, and this was the best solution.
And also on the agenda, we had a couple of things regarding water, stormwater. So the first thing I want to ask you about was, I think there was a fairly lengthy discussion. I didn't get to hear all of it regarding East Milton. There was a request, I believe, to purchase some property. This is near East Milton Road and Bobby Brown Road. Is that right?
Yeah, and the East Milton Water System had come to the board a couple times about this, but there were every time they came, there were additional questions. And basically, we had some lengthy discussion today, but decided that there's some additional information we're requesting. We're hoping that all of that information comes back and is able to be reviewed by the board. And we continue that to the August 19th committee meeting. So that should be the point which we're hopefully all of our questions are answered and the board can make an informed decision at that time.
Is this a property that they're looking to buy for expansion, for discharge? What do they have in mind for it? Do we know?
They're intending to install and construct a new well for potable water. And they're also requesting enough property to put office and warehouse space on as well. And of course, it's invaluable industrial park property. And they're asking for some concessions on pricing, and that's why we just want to make sure we have all the answers before we move forward to the decision like that.
Got it. And the other request having to do with a what's known as a, I believe it's a, what is it, a MSBU, which is a
Well, it's called a Municipal Services Benefit Unit, and what okay. that is it's a funding mechanism at which point it just allows the county to be a pass-through and collect a fee. Oftentimes it's used for street lighting or maybe a road repaving in a private subdivision where the county doesn't own the road, but it gives residents an ability to basically finance the project, and then they would be paying for it via their tax bill. In this situation, there's a development going in Milton that is significantly, it's very large. Sewer capacity is not available. They would have to go on septic, and the applicant, the developer, did not want to use septic systems. They were looking at doing some type of internal package plant or their own sewage treatment facility, and they have found a system that works very well in other parts of Florida. City of Apopka uses it, called a distributed wastewater treatment system. And in layman's terms, it looks like what would be a septic system. However, it is a complete wastewater treatment facility contained in what looks like a septic system. So every home would have the ability to have their own, or they can link them together. So effectively what we're able to do is make sure that we're not discharging fecal matter and things like that via a normal septic system into the ground. And we're actually able to distribute back in and recharge the groundwater with treated effluent. It's a good hybrid system, and I think it really provides a lot of opportunity for the county in the future to deal with growth, but also retrofitting and cleaning up our waterways.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, kind of the Michael Scott quote, explain this to me like I'm five. It's not a septic. It's not a you're not connected to public utilities, but it's almost like residents who are around this or who are kind of opting in, right? Because it's a group of it's a development that people are buying homes at, so they're obviously this is going to be say, hey, here's the deal when it comes to wastewater is that we're not doing septic, but it's not you're not connected to public, but you're kind of in the middle of the two.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, okay. It's exactly what it is. It's a hybrid system. The homeowner would know different.
Right.
But the advantage of this is in a system like this, when there's going to be maintenance required and there's very strict monitoring by FDEP of water quality, because of all that, the manufacturer of both the product as well as the developer did not feel comfortable trying to underwrite all of that maintenance and monitoring through an HOA, because we know HOAs can become defunct. Mm. So the best way to do that was run that through the county and use an MSBU process to charge them a fee that covers all of it, which would be similar to a sewer bill. And that basically is just designed to cover all of the maintenance, repair costs, monitoring, and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's a hybrid system.
Got it. Okay. And other big dollar item on the agenda today was, you know, everybody talks about, hey, we got to watch out for infrastructure, our roads, pretty big construction awarded today to Tibet Road, or Drive, rather.
Yeah, Tibet Drive and Gulf Breeze are right there by the country club and the golf course. It's been still is a private road, but it's been under severe disrepair for a number of years, and that disrepair got even worse when the Pensacola Bay Bridge was out after the Skanska situation, and people were using this as a cut through to avoid traffic on 98. It took quite some time. It's been almost 4 years in the making, but we finally have an easement where the county can use the road. We are now going to do complete redesign and construction on it, and we've actually awarded a contract to a contractor, so construction should begin soon, and we can finally get that roadway up to a much better, more passable, safer, and we'll actually have some significant stormwater improvements to go along with it.
All right. Sounds good. Commissioner, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right. You as well. Commissioner Colton Wright joining us here on Pensacola Right Now, 447. Austin did get a text that the traffic light is completely out at Muldoon and Blue Angel Parkway right now.
Well, that explains why we've had backups there for a little bit. And yes, there is still a pretty decent amount of congestion if you're traveling northbound towards Muldoon. as you said there. We also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And maybe a little bit if you are traveling northbound on Palafox Street. That's if you're coming from Cervantes. Then it's going to be Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and then traveling further west towards North Palafox Street and North Davis Highway itself if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of Pensacola, we've still got very heavy backups on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming from the Hurlburt Field area and then passing Windhaven Beach, so it reaches for a good ways there. And then it's going to be a bit further westbound as you approach Highway 87. Lastly, it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
This weather pattern will stick around for a little while, it looks like, so plan for more scattered showers and thunderstorms around the area. Rain chance on Friday about 70%. Saturday and Sunday it's around 50%. It will be warm. It will be humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Lightning round right now, taking a look at what's going on in sports today. We had a no-hitter in Major League Baseball.
Yes, we did.
Dylan Cease, the San Diego Padres, throwing the second no-hitter of the season in a 3-0 win over the Nationals. He struck out 9 over 114 pitches there. A couple notable holdouts as all NFL teams are in training camp right now. Jamar Chase, Bengals star wideout, also 49ers left tackle Trent Williams, and, of course, we've talked about Packers quarterback Jordan Love, but good to have training camps open around the National Football League. We've got the Olympics opening ceremonies on Friday, so that'll certainly help pass the time until college football gets up here. We got fall camps opening, what, probably next week, would think, for college. U.S. Women's National Soccer Team beat Zambia in their first match this afternoon. Very comfortable 3-0 win. Two goals from Mallory Swanson, another from Trinity Rodman. For good measure, Navarre grad Emily Sams is on the roster as an alternate. So congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Some health, business, and science notes today. CrowdStrike promising to do better after the faulty software update caused a global computer outage on Friday. Labor Department says fewer Americans filing first-time jobless claims with 235,000 requests. And the economy grew in the second quarter of the year, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. The GDP is up 2.8%. All right. I told Austin before we came on this afternoon that I had an awesome Taylor Swift story for him today. Nadia, what's going on in pop culture notes?
Let's see. So this is what he was talking about. So there are 3 Chiefs games that Taylor Swift will not be able to attend because of conflicting dates with the Eras Tour. October 20th, the Chiefs have a Super Bowl rematch with the 49ers, but Taylor will be in Miami. On the 27th, she will be in New Orleans when the Chiefs are in Las Vegas. And on December 8th, the Chiefs will be taking the Chargers, and Swift will be in Vancouver.
So. Okay, let me get this straight. So you did not... Like, this is not something that you just went out of your way to seek out. This is like a headline that you saw. This was newsworthy.
Yes.
In somebody's eyes, not your own.
Listen, it's
this
news,
is news.
It is. Thank you, Nadia. Thank you.
It is pop culture news.
It's about time we had two people on this airwaves during the 4 and 7 o'clock hours that have news sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Hey, if that's news, then I'm not a journalist.
So, Nadia, let me ask you a question. You are a diehard Swifty.
I am.
Were you before Swift and Taylor, or I'm sorry, Travis got together, were you a casual NFL fan, any NFL fan, any percentage, or
did he watch Super Bowl for food? And
all right.
I thought you were going to say you watched Super Bowl 4. I'm like, why are you watching Chiefs Vikings?
I watched the Super Bowl for food and for the advertising.
Okay. So
and that's it.
After last season, or during last season, did that change at all for you?
Slightly. Me and my roommates, we actually, my old roommate loved the Chiefs. So we would watch like every Chiefs game back when I when we used to live together. And
okay.
It was the funniest thing because I would sit there and I'd go, I have no idea what's going
right.
on. And we lived together right when like the original news came out about Taylor Swift and her ex-boyfriend breaking up. And she was like, Taylor Swift and Travis should date. She called this like 2 years ago.
Gosh.
So whenever the news, when the news came out, I texted her and I was like, first off, you're psychic. Second of all, how you holding up? Because I would be losing my mind.
Where has this show gone? Like, I've been quiet for two minutes.
We're cutting edge. We're on the top of things. You just...
well, her friend is, maybe.
You just worry about Wake Forest stuff. We'll handle the rest.
Yeah,
we'll handle the.
Got this.
We'll handle the news. But for your personal NFL consumption, did that increase dramatically with you following Chiefs games with Taylor was there?
Yeah, it was actually really weird. It would be like family dinners and me, my mom and my brother would be sitting on the couch going like, is she there yet? Is she there? And my little brother sitting in the corner like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, and Austin was too. And he's doing like, that right now as he sips on his Whataburger
really
drink.
This is my culture. Yeah, right here.
Inside Out 2, the top-grossing animated film of all time now. And as we discussed yesterday, Deadpool and Wolverine expected to break the record for best opening weekend by an R-rated film, a record that is currently held by the first Deadpool back in 2016. Quick break for us. Wacky Stories, good news next.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to Miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our HOPE sponsors include Autumn Beck Blackledge, PLLC.
Bill Sheffield Realty.
Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
International Paper.
And Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
2018, Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:55 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing over Pine Forest Road and approaching 9 Mile Road, still got some minor backups in that area. Also on Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards Olive Road, passing underneath I-10. Got some backups there still as well. Outside of those couple spots, this is going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
All right, thank you. Weather right now, cloudy. Basically what we had yesterday as far as the storm clouds and rain falling over portions of the listening area right now. Hopefully clears out later on like it did last night. We will see on that. Recapping our top three stories quickly here, President Biden is set to go down in history as one of the nation's greatest presidents. That from the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. Of course, yesterday around 7 o'clock our time, the president held, it was about 11 minutes, speech from the Oval Office. I don't really know, other than him saying that it was time for a new, younger voices. It wasn't really a deep dive into his decision-making process. That
there wasn't
went
much
into
to
the weekend.
There wasn't much to say.
House of Representatives will hold a bipartisan task force set up to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. That'll include 7 Republicans, 6 Democrats on it, and also House Republicans say they have restored U.S. flags that were burned by pro-Palestinian protesters outside Union Station in Washington, D.C. Yesterday. Of course, they were there because of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing a joint session of Congress. Austin, what's going on in wacky stories? Anything?
Well, a man in Tennessee found that he had won a $1 million jackpot when detectives called to tell him his winning ticket had been stolen. The guy bought 2 scratch-off tickets from a Shell gas station, and to save time, he just scratched off the barcodes and asked the clerk to see if they came up as winners. The clerk told him one was a winner for $40, which was true, and the other was a loser, which was false. So he trashed it. After the customer left the store, the clerk took it out of the trash and pocketed the ticket that he'd trashed. It turns out it was a $1 million winner. The clerk went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own, but during some routine questioning, the officials got suspicious. They reviewed security cameras and figured out what happened. That's a wholesome ending there. Karma for sure. What a jerk.
Imagine like getting a phone call. It's like, by the way, you won $1 million. Like, that's wild.
No, that's awesome. But I mean, I love the fact that the guy tried to cash in with money that he knew he didn't get.
I wonder what got busted. What had the worst odds? Him hitting 1 ticket for $1 million or him buying 2 tickets that both hit
for at least
$40. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean $40, that ain't bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Nadia, what's in good news today?
Let's see. A Vegas woman just got her dog back 9 years after he went missing. He's an 11-year-old chihuahua named Gizmo. A vet scanned his microchip and got in touch after a good Samaritan spent 2 months trying to catch him. He apparently was living on the streets for the last 9 years, so he has some health issues, but he's recovering, and people have donated over $5,000 to help cover the vet bills.
Oh, that's awesome.
So sweet.
Yeah. A British woman named Sarah De Lagarde 2 years ago lost an arm and a leg in a terrible subway accident, not letting it hold her back, though. Next month, she's heading to Tanzania to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. She would be the first female double prosthetic amputee to accomplish that.
Wow, good for her.